Valley Vet's Amy Robinson with some nutritional tips for horses. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Dr. Jimmy Nichols, it was interesting to hear from her how horses' diets have and have not changed since the introduction of cereal grains into equine nutrition. So 1821 would have been whenever cereal grains were introduced to a horse's diet. And at that point in time, they had horses that were working really long hours out in the field. And for all of those hours in the field, they're expending a lot of calories, and therefore they needed a lot more calories back in their diet. So that's why people back at that time decided this was a good idea, and it's something that we continue to do today. However, the horse's diet can change, because hundreds of years ago, these horses were working 10, 12, or 14 hours a day, but now we have horses that are maybe only working an hour a day, or whenever we as a rider have time to ride or work them. So they're spending a lot more time being idle in their stall, or in some cases, smaller paddocks. In a nutshell, I guess how their diet has and hasn't changed in a sense. But Dr. Nichols talked about how some horses will benefit from supplements in addition to the grain that we're providing them on a daily basis. And especially those horses that are maybe having arthritis problems, or maybe they have gut health problems and they need those different minerals and vitamins to help them through whatever challenges they might be facing.
Keep that in mind for your hunting horses and pack horses. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.